Okay, well, hello everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes, 12 Weeks to a New View of Life, week number 9. I'm Kathy Kirk, founder of Applied Spirituality. Some housekeeping. Please remember that all information is proprietary information and copyrighted. Nothing may be reproduced without expressed written consent. This is a religion-neutral zone, meaning all religions are included here. You need a fresh notebook, so get one and start using it. You'll want to use it to take notes, ask questions, communicate with yourself, and do apply the lessons in your homework. And direct your comments and or questions to coach@appliedspirituality.com. I will personally answer. Tonight we're talking about sufficient versus fullness. The definition of sufficient is 1. Enough to meet the needs of a situation or a proposed end, like sufficient provisions for a month, or B. being a sufficient condition, or 2. qualified and competent, versus fullness, and that definition, which is also another word for source or well-being, is the quality or state of being full. The synonyms are absoluteness, completeness, entirety, entireness, perfectness, or wholeness. This week I had the opportunity to listen in on a panel conference on a movement they call Global Sufficiency. It was a good discussion of when is enough enough. However, I felt it was still being motivated by lack in judgment. For example, one panelist used the example of, yes, you probably need one car. Maybe your family even needs two vehicles. However, she doubted that any family needed three. I decided to go a bit wider and deeper tonight, giving you a broader definition of the infinitude of the universe within which you live and within which you are a part. It is wonderful that these types of discussions are taking place. It is interesting that people are even having these discussions, but predictably so. After the years of McMansions and Hummers, the obvious consumerism, people were still not happy. All the things in the world, all the food in the world, all the toys in the world, all the drugs in the world wouldn't fill the hole that people were attempting to fill up from external. So the next step, of course, is now the idea of simplicity, to simplify. We are moving up the consciousness ladder and returning home to our capital self. Although most do not understand what the consciousness movement is about, let alone understanding the external forms of expression that this movement is taking, but you will. The desire to lose excess weight, the need to clean out the attic in the basement, or the movement to become more selective of our activities and our friends to which we devote our time is all about returning home to quality. Home to source being the highest quality there is, which is who we really are. Recently, my young neighbor, who I've seen carrying bags in from Walmart, came over to announce to me that she decided that from now on she's going to buy only quality, because the other just isn't worth it. She's on to something, and I smiled, realizing that her external expression of wanting the highest quality possible in her life is in fact her Godship guiding her homeward to self, and she's following it, because God, source, quality feels good. It feels better, fuller, richer, always. As you each move from externally focused as a means to satisfy your life internally by focusing into alignment with yourself or your Godship, you will go through all these stages as well. But tonight, I want you to see a bigger picture, a map, so to speak. This is a free zone here on Earth. Everything gets to be here. So remember that first and always. Everything gets to be here on Earth. What anybody is up to, what anybody else is thinking or creating, is all good. So just because somebody thinks that their nirvana is owning only one wooden bowl and wearing a sackcloth dress to wear, doesn't mean that that's what you should be aspiring to. In fact, there is only one thing you should ever be aspiring to, and that is your own personal alignment with source energy. And you know this because it feels good to you. It feels delicious. It feels full to you. I have this idea of non-physical before we came in. It's like a casting call for a play. The casting director calls for oh so many villains and oh so many entrepreneurs and oh so many pious people, so many this and so many that. And we all eagerly sign up according to our own personal intention for our trip to Earth, our life, our incarnation / vacation adventure. Perhaps in the last life you learned all about being married and faithful, but weren't as happy as you wanted to realize in that life. So this time your intention is to experience singleness and true love in the same sentence. So you raise your hand to be a villain. Wow, what an interesting role you've signed up for, as well as layering on your personal intention to experience true love being single. Sounds like a role for a Bonnie or Clyde, right? Source, us, we, are all about expansion and new experiences without any judgment as to bad or good, right or wrong. These have no meaning to the soul because the soul is totally source energy and it can be nothing other than good because there is nothing else. Only here on Earth where we play this game is there the illusion of something other than God or separation from source. Our work here is all about expanding that experience of good or God in any context. There is no oxymorons in God or source energy. Someone can actually be a spiritual marine or a spiritual bank robber. You see how the game's played? So the idea of global sufficiency, suggesting that it's right or wrong for people to own more than a certain number of cars, or right or wrong for people to use certain light bulbs, or eat meat or not eat meat, or drive a hybrid or not, is only a step along the path of returning home to fullness, living heaven right here on earth. There is nothing wrong, and there is nothing to fix. I tell you that if we can desire it here, we can create it. Think of this. Every potential is. Everything is pure potential. So because we no longer want to be dependent on Saudi oil, we desire more freedom. Thus, we are getting creative and allowing ourselves to be inspired to new things. Source is the fullness of all that is in pure potential, with the energy to create it when we focus on what we desire, not on what is or what was. So it truly doesn't matter if we burn coal or don't, drive hybrids or not. What matters is that as we explore a path and discover that it doesn't please us, we feel the contrast, issue forth our new desires, and Source responds immediately by expanding into that instantly. All we have to do is align with our desired expansion by growing ourselves into the consciousness that can realize that everything that we have asked for already exists. When we have expanded our consciousness into alignment with Source, which is enjoying our expanded desire already, we have earthly manifestation. This is the whole process of evolution and what happens in a, quote, miracle, alignment with Source. It's all perfect. The world isn't going anywhere, because she's asking and aligning all the time as well. Well-being is the fullness of everything. It is complete. It is full. Your work, my work, is to notice in every now moment the fullness of each moment, the deliciousness of the food on your tongue, the appreciation for the tongue that is so refined that it can differentiate the vibrations of sweet, salt, sour, and bitter. How elegantly the taste works in conjunction with the nose, which is translating the vibrations of aromas. The world, your body, the weather, the universe is all in well-being and will remain there. The only question is whether we can align ourselves with the fullness of well-being. Each moment there is so much more available to realize, make real, than we see right now. The expanded consciousness is one that is ever reaching to have those delicious moments where the curtain on the stage lifts and we actually realize we already are in heaven, right here, right now, this very moment. The sage is the one who's looking for and expecting the fullness of good in every moment, for that is our right, our heritage, our legacy, knowing we are each one, the very fullness of Source itself in potential. So the practice for this week is one of realizing the fullness of each moment, how much you already have, how much good is present. You know, the my cup runneth over type stuff. So the homework for this week. Number one, make lists of things that you appreciate and love, that you appreciate and love and already have in small amounts or large amounts. The more you build this thought form, the more you will have to actually appreciate and love. Number two, I want you to start realizing that you have the things that you have been asking for. You have the clients, you have the dollars, you have the health. This part is where you begin growing your consciousness in order to see that what you are asking for is right now present. Number three, you do these two exercises in the order presented. In other words, make lists of appreciation first, then go about your day endeavoring to see and realize that you already have the fullness of what you've been asking for. For example, if you're asking for more money, did you notice that you just found a penny on the sidewalk? B, if you're asking for better health, are you aware of and appreciating the parts of your body that are well and supporting you? C, if you're asking for a relationship, are you appreciating the fullness of the ones you already have? Number four, spend time just considering the idea of sufficient versus enough and fullness. Allow new thoughts to come to you. So that's it for week number nine. I thank you for being here. I so honor you for continuing to choose yourself and grow yourself into the being that realizes all your good already is. I want to offer you guys a special offer, which is this: both Applied Spirituality books, The Earthling's Quick Start Guide, and Well Done, A Story of Applied Spirituality. Each book comes with its own online self-study course and 1 month of coaching, all for $50. You can take advantage of this offer at appliedspirituality.com/one-time offer. So until next week, I'm reminded by my non-physical friends to remind you, you have nothing to fear and nothing to worry about, and you are loved beyond measure. Thanks for being here. Good night.
And thank you again, Kathy.